You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 7:59. Coming up next is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show with our hosts Joe Uris and Abe Proctor. Today's topic will compare and contrast giving our money to multinational corporations through mechanisms like the Trans-Pacific Partnership versus giving your money to KBOO.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Junior's Cafe, located at 1742 Southeast 12th Avenue, serving breakfast and brunch with vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options. Lunch was provided by the Original Dinerant, located at 300 Southwest 6th Avenue, serving up variations on 50s and 60s diner and supper club menus. Dinner was provided by Salvador Molly's, located at 1523 Southwest Sunset Boulevard, serving cuisine from Ethiopia, Hawaii, Thailand, New Orleans, and Jamaica, mingling flavors and culinary history on the same menu.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of We the People Standing Together to Protect Our Climate, Lessons from the Community Rights Movement. Thursday, May 14th at 7 p.m. at the Elliott Chapel in the First Unitarian Church in Portland. Paul Cienfuegos is presenting this original speech and will lead a community conversation about the community rights movement and how civic engagement can lead to reclaiming the structures of law. Again, that's Paul Cienfuegos with We the People Standing Together to Protect Our Climate, Thursday, May 14th at 7 p.m. at the Elliott Chapel at the First Unitarian Church, 1011 Southwest 12th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Join us for the KBOO Community Radio Monthly Film Night at the Clinton Street Theater. This month, we'll be showing the documentary film Symphony of the Soil on Thursday, May 14th at 7 p.m.
We don't grow plants, we grow soil, and soil grows plants.
The soil returns to what it was like when it was first broken out.
So alive and so vital.
Again, that's Symphony of the Soil at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Yes, it is. It is. Well, maybe democracy is coming to the USA. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show, and Abe Proctor's back, sort of, and like traditionally, he's going to be rushing in at the last minute. And, of course, as you probably know, this is the time when we beg and whine and plead and reason with you to give the station enormous sums of money, like maybe $60 or $6 million, I don't know. And we have, and I want to announce this right off the bat, a matching period from 8 to 9. That's our show, the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. There's a $500 match, which means every dollar, every $10, every $20, every $100 that you give is matched by a generous donor. So your money's worth twice as much, and this is the opportunity to take advantage of that match. Won't you do that now? And I want to remind you that the number to call is 1-877-500-5266. That's 1-877-500-5266, or of course KBOO.fm online. And look at the little tip jar over in the right-hand corner. We exist. This station exists on your support. We get an occasional grant, you know, but the fact of the matter is that without your efforts, without your support, you know, we're nowhere. Oh, and this is really important. This just in. Wednesday at 2 o'clock. You know, this is the sort of thing you hear only on cable. I want to really emphasize that. The sort of thing you only hear here. We keep you informed. At 2 o'clock, there's going to be a protest at City Hall about the Washington Park reservoirs. Now, here's just something to know about the reservoir thing. They built a huge new underground reservoir at Powell Butte. Really big, big thing made out of concrete and whatnot. Underground, and it's leaking. It was incompetently constructed or something, and it's leaking. It's leaking in many, many, many spots. Now, if that's 8,000 spots, 8,000 spots. Now, if that's any indication of the competence, engineering-wise, of the Water Bureau, you should be afraid, very afraid, because what they want to do at Washington Park, and, of course, what they want to do at the Buttes generally, is dig out the open water system and rush in with the closed system and then bury it again, and never mind if the land falls away, never mind if all things go to hell, because the city council is on a strange trip. If you care, and you're free at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, show up at City Hall and raise holy hell.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Abe, hey. You're here.
I'm here.
Abe Proctor, here.
I'm here.
Here again.
Yes.
Oh, my golly whiz. I can tell you're here because you're late.
Hey.
Hey. It's hey, you know, Abe, you may not realize this, but we are actually in a pledge drive. We're trying to raise money.
Oh, I'm fully aware, Joe.
Are you fully aware?
I am up to speed, man.
Okay. I'm so glad you're back.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and I have so much business to do. First of all, real topics.
Right. The Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Oh,
it stinks.
But we went to Nike, which is a famous employer of slave labor.
They are, yes, they indeed. Are,
really, truly, no exaggeration. And at that strange employer of slave labor, which makes shoes
and stuff. Yep,
lots of stuff. And at that place, the president said, in essence, "Hey, this Trans-Pacific Partnership is good. Believe me." Not saying anything about it, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
And he criticized Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, who said, "Hey, this is really probably a bad idea."
Yeah.
And he actually criticized. He acted angry.
Yeah, he did act angry.
Oh, I mean, he angry.
Oh, yeah. So I love Elizabeth Warren, but she's way off base on
she's
this.
She's just wrong. But he never explained what the thing does.
Well, that's just it. Nobody's ever explained what the thing
does. It could be cool.
It's being drafted in secrecy.
Well, all of these treaties are always drafted in secrecy, Abe.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
And so we're going to pay a little attention to that. But then today, as if that wasn't enough, the president, so disappointing, you know, he has said again that we can drill in the Arctic. Shell, the same people that screwed it up last time,
yeah,
can go into the Arctic and make a mess.
Why? Because, you know, it won't happen again, right?
No, nothing ever happens again.
No.
Remember they were floating there. Their platforms floated down into the Alaskan hard land, and they had to tow them away. It was a big, big, funny.
Oh, yeah. This is a specially configured $500 million platform. It's a fascinating story. New York Times Magazine a few months back.
Yeah.
I really recommend
it. It's going to be okay. It'll be wonderful.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. And we need so much oil, because I saw an ad on TV with a lady in a pantsuit, handsome lady, and she said, "By golly, we have plenty of oil, plenty of gas. We're really cool. So we don't need any more." Except
that we do.
Except apparently there's money to be made.
Well, there's rapidly industrializing big, big nations like China and India that are going to need this stuff.
We can feed them. We can feed them.
Yeah, but
oil. Yeah. Shut up and swallow this oil. Okay, 231-8187 is the number to call to talk to us. But we're going to make you give. We're going to plead with you to give. We're going to whine at you to give.
No, no, no. What we're going to do is tell people how exciting it is to match their gift dollar per dollar if they call 877-500-5266. Good. I'm excited, too, because how often do you get to double your money without folding it in half? It's exciting.
Wait, that image.
I got to think about that for a few minutes.
Okay.
Come on, guys. You got to keep up. 877-500-5266.
Yeah.
We got some thank yous. We want to thank Louise from Portland and Dennis from Corbett, who says nothing else is like K-Boo, and he was thrilled to renew his membership today. Just like you are, right? Because you're going to go to your phone and call 877-500-5266. And you're going to say, I want to match my money. I want to double it right now. 877-500-5266. Did I lose you guys?
No. You're right on target. You're more serious and better focused than we are, for sure.
Yeah, you're on fire.
We like that.
Interrupt your flow.
But as long as we got this exciting moment, I also want to remind people that we have a survey. Everyone loves surveys. There's a survey.
Hey, talk about that on your time, okay?
All right, I am all about
raising the money
here, right?
We need members here.
All right, what we want is members.
You want to talk surveys, you got to do that on your time. This is my time. My time to tell people to call 877-500-5266 and double your money.
That's three doubles. That would be six times. No, I'm wrong. 877-500-5266. Folks, the sooner it's done, the sooner it's done.
And you're going to feel great. You're going to walk tall. You're going to be better looking. That's what Joe always tells me.
It's true.
As soon as you become a member.
Well, you are better looking.
Well, then, 877-500-5266 is the number to call. We are having a great time. We love being on K-Boo, but we love it more when the phones are ringing because we know that our message is getting across. Membership is vital to the health of this station. We're only as powerful as the members that we have.
Yes.
So give us a call, 877-500-5266, and then Abe and Joe can get back to being Abe and Joe.
Yeah.
They can just cut me out.
You want us to be who we are.
That's right. No pretenses here.
Hey, listen, this is really important. Membership is what keeps the station alive.
That's right.
And I want to emphasize that. We kid around a lot, but the fact of the matter is that your contributions, whether they're $5 or $5 million, would be really, really the thing that makes us strong.
Yes.
And this is the moment to do that. We come to you three times a year. We ask you for money. It's better than an advertisement every minute from whatever. So won't you please make a big contribution, as big as you can afford. Any amount is welcome. The bigger, the better, of course. And do that now, and we can get on with the business of our telling you about the disastrous oil plans and the disastrous trade plans that this disappointing government has got planned for you. 877-500-5266.
In a very real sense, this station is its members, and its members are this station.
Yeah.
Did you know that
you and I are not paid to do this?
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that.
I thought
you've
been
check
behind
every
the curve
month.
On that for.
I couldn't figure out why the check never, you know.
Yeah, this is how this station works. It works with your support. That's how it works.
Yeah,
we don't sell ads. We don't get money from the government. It's you. It's our members. It's you reaching in your pocket and giving us $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you can afford.
$5 a month. You are not, unless you're really down and out. You're not going to feel it.
It's true.
You know, you blow that kind of money on a latte.
Yep, or a Powerball ticket or something like that.
A Powerball ticket is $1? $2 now.
$2, I think.
Yeah, but if you win.
Right.
You can give all the money to K-Boo.
Yes, right. But really, you're not going to win, so just take that money and bring it on down here to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and give it to us instead. You're guaranteed a much better payback than
really
the Powerball.
Really
I guarantee
true.
It.
It's really true. I think that lotteries are a fool's game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I always think I might win.
You might.
So I never enter. Okay, now, coming back to the real thorns in the side of democracy.
Yeah.
That's a nice image, I think. First of all, this Trans-Pacific Partnership, about which we know next to nothing, and we are asked to trust Obama, about whom I am increasingly dubious, and we are really setting ourselves up for a situation in which American labor will suffer because countries like Vietnam and many others have very low wages, and in fact, in many cases, have what amounts to a slave system. And we have free labor, which is to say people who set their wages based on a kind of negotiation with an employer. Nothing like that exists in many of those countries. And the result of that is that jobs leave. In fact, we don't manufacture hardly nothing.
No, it's true.
And the reason for that is because they can do it cheaper overseas. Now, there are ways to fix that, but we have no idea and no reason to believe that this new Trans-Pacific Partnership will do anything like that, because they won't tell us what's in it. They just say, trust me, give the president the power to have this voted up or down by the Congress, and let's move on.
Here's a direct quote from Senator Elizabeth Warren when she was asked about this.
No, she's bad. Obama said
No, she's not bad. She's right on the money on this and many, many other things.
Yes.
The Senator Warren speaks to you'd be advised to listen to her.
She's smart.
Smart, smart woman. So they asked her, what do you know about this? Have you been able to review the agreement? She says, and I quote, I have been able to go to a special secured room. I can't take any electronic devices, no computer, no iPhone. I can't even walk out with paper notes. I can go and read about the agreement, but I cannot come out in public and talk about any of the specifics. The press can't see it. The public can't see it.
Well, secret government, isn't that? That's good. Look at how wonderful it was in the Soviet Union.
The president today is asking for authority from Congress.
Today, this very day.
Yes, not to approve this deal, but for the authority to essentially approve the deal on his own.
Right, and then he'll tell us about it.
And then he'll tell us about it.
Maybe.
And then the Congress, assumedly, will rubber stamp it.
Okay, and the same day, today, talk about timing, he said the Shell Oil, we know how wonderful and careful they are. They did a disastrous thing in Alaska a couple of times recently. Now Shell Oil has supposedly fixed all its equipment up, and it's going to drill in Alaska for oil, which we are told in ads on TV by BP and other companies, we don't need.
Yeah, that's right, we don't need.
So what's the deal?
The deal is, you mentioned just a second ago, that we don't manufacture a whole lot here in this country anymore.
No.
We do, to a certain extent, make things in this country, but nothing like the manufacturing capacity that characterized our economy in the post-war years.
True.
Nothing like it. The problem, to a significant extent, is the fact that capitalism, left to its own devices, will usually seek out the shortest and easiest path to profit. Can
Absolutely.
We agree on that? Yes.
Absolutely. I learned that even in school.
I did, too.
Huh.
I wonder if kids are learning that today in school.
No, they're taking tests. They're getting ready to take a test.
They're getting ready to take a test. Right. So capitalism is going to seek out the cheapest labor wherever it can find it,
yep.
Whether or not that's here in the United States or someplace far, far away where they can do things like pay people barely enough to survive,
right.
Existing in a virtual state of slavery, dumping whatever it wants into rivers, pouring whatever it wants into the air, into the ocean, because it's cheaper to do so. Therefore, it's good under the amoral logic of capitalism.
That's true.
It is true.
It is absolutely true. And here's something else that's true. This is a matching period while we are talking about serious stuff about how you should go to the city hall to raise holy hell about the plan to destroy the very effective water system we have. Unbelievable. Unbelievable local foolishness. Anyway, while we are talking about how tomorrow, Wednesday at 2 o'clock, you should be at city hall helping and hollering, while we're talking about that, this station, a humble progressive organization, is asking you to make a contribution, to make a significant contribution to the survival of the only progressive voice, the only authentic radio contrast to what's going on locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally. This is not an exaggeration. This is a reasonable request. This is the time, the moment, for you to make a significant, whatever you can afford, contribution to the station. All you have to do that is call 877-500-5266. That's 1-877-500-5266. Or go to KBOO.FM and hit the tip jar and give money.
Yeah. It's a pretty unambiguous proposition. It's kind of nice, right?
Straightforward.
It is. If you listen to the station regularly, you obviously like it, right? It obviously brings something to your life. Really? It obviously enriches you in some way or other.
Or else you're a masochist.
Or else you're a masochist.
We don't know.
But either way, it's worth your money, right? If you're a masochist, you might as well pony up a little bit.
Multiple shades of KBOO.
Right, right. Or if you're a sadist, even. If you'd like to call and torture Joe on the telephone.
Yeah.
Hey, we're just asking you to pay for that privilege.
This is getting mighty funky.
I was wondering where you were going to go with that. The number is 877-500-5266. Now's the time to double your dollars. We have a very generous anonymous donor who will put $500 on the table if you match it, but only if you match it. And so, give us a call at 877-500-5266. Become a member today. We have a little bit over $1,280 to raise during this hour.
$1,280?
Oh my golly. But we can do that. It is easy. It is okay because your listeners love your program and they will call 877-500-5266. They will say, "Hey, I want to make my money double." And it will happen because we have this anonymous donor who's been so generous. Give us a call now at 877-500-5266. As Joe said, we only ask three times a year for you to join us in keeping this station on the air. It is absolutely vital to the health of our community that we have a strong community radio station, and it's only as strong as our members. So won't you join us? Won't you call now at 877-500-5266? Join us. Become a member now. It is that simple. Maybe you'd like to do a monthly donation from your checking account. We can even take credit cards now. However it works for you. Is that $10 a month? Is it $20? Whatever makes you feel like you have stretched yourself to support your community radio station.
You never feel it.
That's right. When it comes out of your checking account, it's just so easy to be a vested member of your community radio station. But you got to call, and you got to do that now at 877-500-5266. We've got hungry volunteers standing by. They just can't wait to take your call. They have been looking forward to this conversation all morning long.
Is that really true?
It is absolutely true.
Wow.
They want to help you figure out what thank you gift is most appropriate for you.
Well, wait a minute. Thank you gifts?
Oh, we also, we give thank you gifts. Yes, we do. Not just matching you dollar per dollar, but we will also thank you. Maybe it's a CD. Maybe it's a t-shirt. Talk to the phone answerer. Tell them what moves you. But you got to talk to them at 877-500-5266. If I sound like I am like caffeined up, it's because I am.
Yeah, that's what you call it, caffeine.
I have had my coffee this morning.
All right.
I'm excited. I'm excited to be here on the Abe and Joe talk show. I'm excited to be here to help them help you go to the phone. 877-500-5266. We've only got $1,280 more to raise this hour.
Bagatelle, as I love to say.
And we can double it because of the fabulously wonderful anonymous donor who's going to match you dollar for dollar up to the first $500. You can do it today. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. I know you love Abe and Joe's show. I am always falling out of my chair laughing, even though they bring us informative information. They do it in a manner
that we bring just, you the grim truth.
You bring it, Ruth. But you bring it in such a delightful manner. So even though it is actually breaking our heart to figure out how much public dollars have been invested in this water tank that's now leaking, 877-500-5266. Join us, because we need to put more pressure on the people who say that they are there to serve us. Because clearly they're not serving us.
No, they're leaking water, and we're not going to go there with any kind of joke. But the fact of the matter is that if you're interested in, you know, this is a non-money thing. If you're interested in raising holy hell at City Hall, and who isn't? Who isn't, really?
We got so many reasons to raise heck at City Hall.
I like the way you avoid hell and you raise heck. That's so politically something.
Yeah, you know, as a Catholic schoolgirl, can't be helped. Yep,
Now, and, you know, I'm not going to go there, but I'm just thinking about those uniforms and stuff.
Yeah, anyway. I bet you're thinking uniforms and everything. Cut that out.
Yeah.
877-500-5266. I can read your mind, Joe.
Okay, at 2 o'clock tomorrow at City Hall. And here's what we're supposedly really talking about, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, where I can't believe it. Obama, who I, you know, initially thought, oh, he might be a good president. No. Well, here's where he's doing in his last years of power. He's going to give away the store with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and we don't even get to know what's in it. And then he criticizes Elizabeth Warren, who's a very serious lady and a smart one as well. And he does that at Nike. Nike, which is the first one, actually, to make shoes super cheap in Asia. Brilliant business strategy, not so good for American workers. And then on top of that, the same administration turns around, while we know that we got too much oil coming out of Bakken, et cetera, is going to open up for Shell, which isn't even an American company, Dutch Royal Shell, is going to open up and Gulf, which is they subsumed and grabbed Gulf, is going to open up the Alaskan oil disaster areas and flood the world with even more oil, and very possibly have another disaster, because we all know how responsible the oil drilling process is. There's a silence. There's a huge silence.
I hear a phone ring, though.
Oh, my
That's pretty
goodness.
Awesome.
No, really, folks, if you care, at all about what's going on in the world, locally, nationally, internationally, and you want to hear the truth, this is the only station that's doing it. Honest to God, this is the real thing.
Just to give you, just by way of example, we've been following this Trans-Pacific Partnership issue for about a year now.
Which is hard to do when it's all secret.
That's true. But that's just how dedicated Joe and I are to bringing these sorts of discussions to you. This is where you find discourse of this level. You don't find it on what's that guy's? Lars Larson, that guy you like so much? You don't find it on
Larson
his show.
And I, you know, we really are buds.
No.
Well, we draw guns on each other all the time.
Oh, well, there's a story there, I'm sure.
I'm sure there
and
is.
For a contribution of $100, Joe will tell you that story.
No, I will not. Anyway, cause
all right, $500.
Actually, it isn't. I can't. You know, Lars has never, he has never shown me his gun.
Is that a metaphor?
I'm not going
okay.
there.
Okay, all right then.
All right, just right now, folks, while we're chatting in an idle and stupid way, call us at 877-500-5266. That's call the station. Make a contribution. Make it big, make it grand, because we got a $500 match. And if you want to talk on the air, it's possible to do. 231-8187.
877-500-5266 is the number to call if you want to make a contribution.
Yeah,
please do so.
That's what we really
It's not are. Difficult.
It's not hard.
It won't hurt.
We have a matching $500. Come on, do it. Let's get it out of the way. It's such a, you know, annoying necessity.
Necessity. Now, why is this such a bad idea?
Which?
The Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yeah, why is it such a bad idea?
A whole bunch of reasons, Joe.
Give me some reasons.
Okay. Well, we talked about the outsourcing of American manufacturing jobs, which has happened for a long time.
Yeah, American workers. Who cares?
Who cares? All right. Here's why you should care about this issue. And here's what is so wrong about the current discourse. The American prosperity happens because of a robust middle class. A robust middle class is the source of American prosperity, not an effect of American prosperity.
Right. People earn money, then they spend money, and then stuff flows.
Right, exactly. We all have a vested interest in making sure that Americans get paid a decent wage and receive decent benefits for the work they do every day. When that happens, we all prosper.
Right.
Sending jobs away to places where you can pay people $2 a day or $5 a day, wherever it is, that doesn't help the middle class. That only helps the ownership class. That only helps the emerging transnational ruling elite that has arisen in the post-war decades. Those are the only people who benefit from this sort of thing.
Right.
That's why you should care about these sorts of things. And here's another reason why you should care about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Sovereignty!
Sovereignty?
What is sovereignty?
Well,
give us the nickel definition of sovereignty.
It means that each nation has a right to make its own decisions in its own interest and hopefully in the interest of the larger world. Okay.
That's right. And other entities like other states,
yeah,
other large or other corporations or other similar entities,
yes,
they can't do what they please. They can't violate a nation's sovereignty,
no,
right?
No, they can't.
Sovereignty is a big deal, right?
It is.
Most nations maintain...
We fought wars to maintain
right.
sovereignty.
Most nations maintain standing militaries to guarantee their sovereignty.
We certainly do.
But the Trans-Pacific Partnership and NAFTA and GATT and these other trade agreements give away our sovereignty.
You know, that one of the things we do know about this Trans-Pacific Partnership is that a small group of corporate lawyers will adjudicate every case where companies complain that the U.S. government has made laws that restrict their right to rob us.
Right, exactly. And things like local environmental regulations or labor regulations, all these things will be pushed aside and resolved in some extra national, extrajudicial tribunal.
Quasi-secret
that has nothing to do with the sovereignty that has been so painfully established by this nation and
others.
Well,
shouldn't you trust corporate lawyers?
No. Here's why. Let's say, Megacorp, which makes widgets.
Oh, yeah, TransWidget.
Right. They've got a factory here in Oregon, right? They make widgets, but in the course of making widgets, they put a lot of pollution into the air, and they dump a lot of stuff into the river.
Yeah.
And it's yucky.
Yeah.
So Oregon passes a law that says, okay, we're glad you're here making widgets and that you're employing Oregonians to make widgets, but we can't let you dump the stuff in the river anymore.
Right.
Under the Trans-Pacific Partnership, Megacorp would be able to say, well, no, your regulation is infringing upon our ability to make a profit, both now and in the future. So we're going to sue you, not in a court of law, not in any courtroom over which the state of Oregon has sovereignty, but in this strange corporate kangaroo court, this strange extrajudicial tribunal that can override your environmental regulation.
Right. Don't let kangaroos decide stuff.
Yes. Yes.
They're exactly.
Not even, they don't even have pouches. They don't have live births.
Yeah,
they can't decide
marsupials.
Anything. Come on.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, sovereignty. It's ironic, right? Because who are the most vocal defenders of American sovereignty usually? The right wingers, right?
Yeah.
The people who wrap themselves in the flag and talk about God and glory and guns and all this sort of thing.
Yes.
The ultra-nationalist right wing.
Right.
Right? But they're supporting agreements like this that are giving away our sovereignty.
That's because they're secretly supported by large interests like the Koch brothers.
Yes. And if you think I'm just, being paranoid here, this has happened before. Here's an example under NAFTA.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a real-world example now.
Sure.
This happened in the late 1990s. There's a company called Ethyl. They're based in Virginia. They produce a gasoline additive called MMT.
Oh, yes, Ethyl. They used to produce lead until...
Right.
Sort of...
MMT is toxic.
Yeah.
So they make this, they put it into gas. They do it here in the United States. They do it in Canada. In 1997, Canada said... No, we're not going to put MMT in gas anymore because it's toxic and it's harmful to health. It's harmful to the environment. So under the guidelines of NAFTA, MMT successfully sued the Canadian government. They still import MMT in Canada now. They still put it in the gasoline. And the Canadian government was forced to issue the following statement. The potential for... that's not the following statement. Okay, here's what they had to do. They were forced to issue a statement that MMT, that they lacked evidence for its toxicity. And this company that makes it, Ethyl, was able to use that statement by the Canadian government in their advertising.
Oh, Ethyl, she's so mean.
Yeah, this is what happens. The right of Ethyl to make a profit by putting poison in Canadian and American gasoline was deemed more important than the sovereignty of Canada to regulate its environment.
You know what's interesting about the Ethyl, the MMT issue, is that, in fact, in California, it's put in the, or I don't know if it still is, it was put in the gasoline.
MTBE, that's a different compound, but a similar idea.
Similar idea, yeah. And it turns out it poisons the water. Now, California doesn't have enough water, and it's getting its water polluted.
Yeah, that's right.
Under an international agreement over which the United States government and the government of California have no power.
Now, California was able to successfully fight back against MTBE
for a while.
Yeah. But NAFTA significantly weakened its ability to do so.
Right.
And the TPP would reduce that ability even further.
Just think about this. A small group of corporate lawyers making decisions that can affect the health and livelihood of you and your children.
Right.
Because I mean, this is real.
The right of corporations to realize a profit is more important than the right of a people to protect its environment and its health.
And we've already had a Supreme Court that says corporations are people too.
That's right.
Incredible. All right. So here's things you can do. The first thing you can do is donate to the station so we can... Remember, we're the only people that really deliver the truth on these issues. We're the guys and gals that do it. And you want us to stay alive. And the only way we can stay alive is with money. And the only way we can get money is to ask you to give it. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. This is real. This is necessary. This is the only way the station survives. Now, tomorrow, which is Wednesday, at 2 o'clock, you can go down to the City Hall and watch the clown circus and, and see the clown circus give away your water supply. That's what you can do.
That is absolutely true.
Really?
877-500-5266 is the number to call. The phones have been ringing off the hook, but we haven't heard from you yet. So we are keeping a line open. 877-500-5266. An opportunity to double your money, an opportunity to invest in your community radio station, an opportunity to invest in the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way.
I would.
Invest in Joe and myself.
Yeah, invest.
They need investments. Yes, they do. And we want to give a real shout out to Sylvia from Gresham for renewing. Thank you, Sylvia. Craig of Ridgefield, Washington is a new member.
New member!
New member. We like love, love, love new members. And Frank of Beaverton is also a new member.
Yay!
And we are now down to $1,000 to go.
Oh my, oh my,
that's
oh
it.
No.
We can do that. We can do that in 24 minutes. No question. No
absolutely.
Question about
absolutely.
It. But it will take you going to your phone and picking it up and dialing 877-500-5266. I think most of us are East Coast folks, so we talk a little fast. So I'm going to do the number again in slow-mo.
Well, wait a minute. Just a minute. I want to deny my East Coast heritage.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, you guys aren't from the East Coast?
No, no.
You sure? You
no, I am. I am. I am.
All right. I
confess.
I knew one of you were.
Okay. One of us were.
I can tell by that. I can tell by that that fastness and that speech. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. We love it when the phones are ringing off the hook. We love when people are excited about investing in their community radio station. We get thrilled when the phones are just ringing, ringing, ringing. And so if they're ringing too much and you can't get through, you may want to go online to kboo.fm and let us know that you still want to double your money. You still have a chance to do that. We've got a little over 22 minutes left to make that happen. And all you have to do is go to your phone, give us a call, 877 500 5266. The excitement back here is so high, I can barely stand it.
It's veritably palpable.
Yes, it is. The energy in the room, the excitement about people becoming members. I mean, you just don't get this everywhere. And you could come into the studio if you're in the neighborhood. We're located at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We'd love to see you.
We can show you the golden toilet seats.
Yes, yes, we can.
That's only in Joe's mind. Yeah, 877.
I can guarantee you a round of high fives if you bring your contribution into the station.
877-500-5266. We will be giddy to see you.
877-500-5266. You know, we have people trying to call us. We are talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and we are talking about the oil drilling in Alaska. And we are, of course, talking about how the city, the clown circus, is going to tear up its lovely historic parks and put in big leaky tanks for the water. For no reason, really, except, hey, let's do it. And we got these corporate advisors. Okay, we want to hear from you. And right now, we want to remind you that you can call us if you want to talk on the air, and there's a chance you'll get on, 231-8187. Who do we got? Mitch, you're on the air.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, when you were calling on everyone to go to their representatives, the Washington representatives, so it's Blumenauer for Multnomah County and Suzanne Bonamici for us folks that are out here in Washington County.
Right.
And ask them what are their positions on TPA, which is the fast track authority for this trade deal, and the trade deal itself, because they were both being sort of vague on their own position.
Yeah, they were kind of coy at that point.
Yeah, and you said, well, and I had pointed out to you that even though there was a call for action from the station, there was, like the rest of the media, absolutely nobody actually making the call to those representatives to come on their programs and discuss it. Because and even though they might not come, most likely would not come, the fact that us, the constituents, get these robo-letters in response, you and the media would then be able to get on the air and say, well, we asked them to come on the show and discuss it, and they wouldn't come. And you know what? No one at KBOO who has airtime has ever said that in the last 2 months, and right now, both Blumenauer and Bonamici have come out in support of the fast track authority for Obama.
Well, now you're not suggesting a cause and effect there.
No, I'm asking why there's never been any follow up and why we haven't had 2 months of you saying that you've asked them to come on the show and they refuse.
I can't justify that.
Because you said at the time, two months ago when I got on the air, that you would.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good criticism.
So all the activism is coming from your listeners instead of KBOO.
Activism really does come from the roots, the grassroots.
Yes, there's a lot
and
of
what
more
we do, and
around.
You know, and I don't want to sound any more defensive than I have to, but what we do is we rouse, we make people unsatisfied, we give them facts, and we demand of them that they take action. It is not always possible for the station to do what it should do, and I admit the guilt there. But you know what? The reality is that there would be no issue at all and no awareness at all if it weren't for KBOO.
I don't want to leave on a negative because, in fact, KBOO's news department and Yenka especially have done incredible work in trying to raise awareness and get Americans who pay no attention to trade policies to do that. It's just that when the people that are out there asking us to do the activism don't follow up, that, you know, we feel like it's all another part of the money-making shill game.
Oh, well, so. you surely don't think we're part of the money-making shill game, let me tell you.
No, I just wish you'd actually follow through.
Okay, that's a good criticism, and I'm going to take it in mind.
Well, he took you to task.
Yeah, he did. He's actually right. I should have called.
Yeah, he's actually right. But, hey.
Yeah. Wouldn't have made any difference, but, you know.
We do count on our listeners to be activists.
My expectation, in fact, is, look, I come in here, I do this show, I raise consciousness, I read the news, I follow things up, I go online, and you do it even more than I do. And the fact of the matter is that we're not, you know, nobody's paying us. We don't have a lot of time for this. We are failing in a deep responsibility in the sense that we should be 24/7 on these things, but we're not.
Yeah.
So you out there have a responsibility. You need to call your legislators and you need to fight the issues. You need to show up at City Hall tomorrow and you need to give money to KABU so we can do this. Remember, nobody on the air right now is getting a cent. Did you know you're not being paid?
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, okay. I'm always surprised that I'm not being paid.
Well, it's about time you came to
terms
with
that.
That's
sort of an ego thing. I thought, oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, sure. Right. Well, I'm Joe Uris. Of course I'm going to get paid.
Give me money. Okay. Really, this is volunteer work. You out there have to volunteer in only one really significant way, and that is to make a contribution to keep this station surviving. And the way you do that is to call 877-500-5266 and make a contribution.
And we are still trying to match your dollar per
how
dollar.
How are we doing?
We are doing okay, but we need the phones ringing much more. And in the next 17 minutes, we've got some money we've got to raise. So we need members. We need new members. We need renewing members. We need everyone to go to their phones and call 877-500-5266 or go online at kboo.fm. Click the donate jar and become a member that way. Or come down to the station. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We want to give some real thanks out to Helgi from Newburgh, renewed. Jerome from Portland renewed.
All right.
Tony of Woodland renewed. And Craig of Portland is a new.
Yay.
We love new members. We love renewing members. We love anyone who joins us and becomes part of the KABU family. And all it takes is a phone call, 877-500-5266. This is important because we only come to you three times a year and ask you to invest in your community radio station. And today's the time to do that. Want to show Abe and Joe some love? Go to the phone, 877-500-5266. Become a member. Say, I'm doing it for you, Joe. Doing it for you, Abe. Today's the day to make that happen. 877-500-5266. Where else can you double your money without folding it in half to put it in your pocket?
I mean, the whole image of folding your money in half is just blowing my mind. I never thought of that as a way to double my fortune.
Well, I mean, that's how I roll. I assume that if I fold it in half, I've got more than I had when I started.
How's that working for you, Joanne?
Well, it works well when it's in my pocket. When I pull it out, it tends to go back to the normal flow. 877-500-5266. These volunteers are sweating back here. They're working so hard. But they don't mind the work. They don't mind the hard work. They don't mind taking your calls. They came in just for that purpose. They got up early this morning just to talk to you. 877-500-5266. This is important. This matters. As Greg Pallas always says, we are one of the best community radio stations in the country. And if we weren't here, he doesn't know where he'd be reporting his news.
And Amy Goodman says the same thing. You know, this is really important. This is really real. We kid around a lot. But the fact of the matter is, we are the only authentic progressive voice in the region. And that is very serious. Now, we have faults. We're human.
Oh, we do. We have
We have lots of faults.
Yes, but
the fact of the matter is that we are on it. We work hard to bring you the truth.
Yes, we do. And it's so important. Just like I so appreciated you, Joe, when you took that criticism.
Yes.
You didn't do it. You didn't get defensive. You were like, yes, you're right. I should have done that. You're absolutely right. I love that about your show. I love the fact that you can admit your own shortcomings.
Listen, the assassins are on their way.
877-500-5266. You certainly wouldn't get that on Lars Larson. Lars doesn't make mistakes.
We shouldn't beat up on Lars. Larson is working hard to earn a living. You know, I mean, he's got to pay for his bullets.
Yes. I'm just doing a contrast between,
I understand,
you know, one individual style and another.
Lars is a lot prettier than either of us.
Only in his own mind. 877-500-5266. We joke a lot. We like to laugh at this station, but this is really key. Without your support, we would not be here. Without our membership, we would not be strong. Help make us stronger. 877-500-5266.
And remember, it's a match. That means every dollar you give is $2.
That's right.
Talk about folding your money in half. This is an occasion where it really works.
That is so true. 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and you can avoid all this happiness.
Yeah, really. And you go ahead, say them again.
877-500-5266.
Yeah, really do that. And tomorrow, 2 o'clock, you should go down to City Hall and watch the clown circus. And maybe they'll realize the stupidity of their plans to destroy our water system.
I doubt it. They seem to be like checked out. We've got a city council that works for somebody, but not for the city of Portland.
Well, it seems pretty weird.
I begin to wonder who they think they answer to. But anyway, we are your community voice. And if you want to join out your community voice, give us a call now, 877-500-5266. We don't want you to miss this opportunity to double your money. Rarely do you get an opportunity to say, hey, I got $60 to give to KBOO this year. And by the way, it's going to be $120, just like that, just by picking up the phone.
I'm doing the snap.
You're doing the snap? Thank you. My finger didn't do the snap. 877-500-5266. It matters to our community. It matters to KBOO. It matters to the world.
To you. It matters to you.
It matters to you. That's why you're going to your phone now, and you're going to call 877-500-5266. You're going to do it because it is a matter of commitment. Are you committed to keeping your community radio station on the air? Do you listen to us, but you haven't actually invested in your community radio station? We're not going to give you a guilt trip. We're just going to say, now's your chance.
Yeah,
now's
this is not a guilt trip. This is not a guilt trip.
No, it's not.
No, it's
this
not.
This is just giving you the opportunity to become part of the family, bring you into the fold. 877-500-5266.
And I want to mention the music. This is the best music programming on the radio, almost, as far as I know, anywhere.
It is absolutely true. When I came in this morning, I was listening to bluegrass, and it was just a smooth, easy drive-in. And I know on Thursdays, I love listening to the reggae programming that takes place, but there is music on all the time. So whatever your musical taste is, you can find it on KBOO.
Yeah, when we ain't giving you the political information you need and the social information you
need.
That's
right.
And the facts you need, right. We're giving you the best music.
And the news you need. I mean, we just try to give you it all. But we can only do it if we do it together. And together, we can really have an impact. But only if you join us, 877-500-5266. The number again is 877-500-5266.
And it's a matching. I mean, I want to really emphasize this. You give a buck, it's $2. You give $20, it's $40. You give $500, it's $1,000.
That's a good way to start your morning.
Yeah.
Where else can you start your morning like that, knowing that you've invested, your investment is going to make a difference?
And you want to do this because, you know, your pants get all deformed by all those bills.
That's true. You know, if we haven't given you enough reasons to become a member of KBOO, do it for Joe. His self-esteem is fragile. He really needs the affirmation.
Oh, Lord.
He needs the superficial evidence of your love and affection. So pick up the phone, 877-500-5266. Make Joe feel good about himself for a little while.
For a little while longer, 877-500-5266. Do it for Joe.
Do it for Abe, who just came back.
That's right.
Do it for Abe. He just got back. Show him some love by calling 877-500-5266. Do it for the love of community. Do it for the love of community radio. Do it for the love of informative news and public affair programming. Do it because it's the right thing to do.
Really?
877-500-5266. If you miss your opportunity now, you will be crushed. You will go, And I could have doubled my money, but no.
It could have been a doubler.
I could have been a doubler. Yes, yes, yes. It could have been more. It could have been more. But I missed it. But you don't have to, because you got 8 minutes left to call 877-500-5266 and make it count.
Yeah, and, you know, we really are talking about real stuff. We're talking about today the Congress is going to vote on giving the president absolute power to give to Congress the huge Pacific, the Trans-Pacific blah, blah, Trans-Pacific partnership.
Blah, blah.
The blah, blah. And then after they vote on it, we get to see what it is. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's democracy in action.
That's right. Now they've just voted. Let's see what they've won.
Yay! And we're going to give callers an opportunity. 231-8187.
Who do we have,
got?
Steve? Who's up next?
Harvey.
Good morning.
Well, you know, KBOO is community, and community is everything. United we stand, divided we fall. And the coal trains, you won't be able to stop the coal trains from coming through if this goes through, because all that will be... It won't make any difference anymore. And like NAFTA, the Trans-Pacific Partnership will continue to diminish American jobs. It'll always go to the cheapest labor. But we have to look forward. We have to look even beyond that. Because after TPP, here comes the robots, the 3D printers, artificial intelligence. And here's three short headlines to give you an idea what I mean. Robots are rising, will cause layoffs. Purchases of industrial robots rose 27% in 2014, with China and South Korea buying more than 95,000 robots. Headline number two, China building all-robot manufacturing plant. Construction work has begun on the first factory in China to China's manufacturing hub that uses only robots. By 2016, up to 1,500 of China's industrial enterprises will be replacing humans with robots. And number three, the world's first self-driving semi-truck hit the road. Daimler, which is part of the Mercedes group, will start making self-driving robotic long-haul trucks.
Oh, that sounds cool.
And it's imperative that we rewrite the social contract. We're at a crossroads again. One road leads to economic devastation, the other road to a better world. And I say, let the dialogue begin.
Thank you. Thank you for that call.
Thank you
for that inspiration, in fact.
Driving long-haul trucks.
I love the idea of robot.
I got another example of why these free trade agreements are stupid.
Why?
Here's an example. Detroit, right across the river from Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Yeah.
There's a bridge.
Yeah.
A privately owned bridge.
Yeah.
That spans those two cities.
I didn't know it was privately owned.
Privately owned, yeah. Owned by an American, a guy by the name of Matty Marone.
Yes.
Canada apparently is interested in building a second bridge connecting Detroit to Windsor, Ontario.
Mm.
But Mr. Marone has sued Canada, saying that it'll infringe on his business if a second bridge is born.
Well, it would.
Or built. So, yeah, he's suing Canada for $3.5 billion.
Billion dollars?
In damages from the government of Ottawa because they want to build a bridge that would compete with his bridge.
The examples are huge. It may be 4 years before you hear all the elements of this contract.
You know what's really ironic about this?
What?
Isn't one of the maxims of capitalism that, you know, you are free to fail?
Yes.
That the free market rewards success but
punishes
failure?
Yes.
But this agreements like this mean that you really don't have to worry about failing. Even if you make poison and you put it in the water or you put it in the air, you don't really have to worry about failing because you can sue the people that, pass laws to prevent you from polluting.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've really depressed me. But you out there can make all of this, well, you can't change it, maybe, but you can certainly fight hard and you can have a glorious time. You could even go down to City Hall tomorrow and complain about the cracked reservoirs. You really, at the Clown Circus, it's the meetings of the city council is really exciting. They really should have red noses and bright colored clothing because it is a clown circus.
Yeah, and they should open each meetings with the aria from Pagliacci.
Yeah, I never thought of that. I was thinking of
Oh, that would be good too. Yeah.
Hey, listen, if you care about politics, if you care about the truth, if you care about the struggle to make life better for working people just like yourself, you owe it to yourself to contribute to this station because we are, and I want to emphasize this, the only authentic progressive radio station just about out in the nation these days. And we're doing this day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And we do it because people like you realize its value and contribute. And right now, we have a doubling chance in terms of every dollar you give it turning into $2. So won't you call right now? 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
You know, yeah, I used to pretend when I was a little boy that I had a magic wallet, you know, and I put money in it at night, and the next morning I wake up and there'd be twice as much money inside.
Really?
Yeah. But see, this cable is like a magic wallet right now. Seriously, you give $20 and it magically turns into $40.
Okay, I'll buy
it's
that.
It's the magic wallet.
The magic wallet. Yay.
Well, I thought I would never live to see it, but here it is.
Here it is. You know, all right, we're running out of time. Callers who've been trying to get in, I apologize to you. Next week, we'll take your calls. It is fun to hear from you. It is important to hear from you in terms of money. And this is the hour. This is the moment. This is the truth. This is the opportunity of not a lifetime, but of, you know, the next four more months or whatever. You need to support this station. And it's a matching grant that makes every dollar you give worth $2. Won't you help? And all you have to do that is make a commitment of whatever amount of money you can afford. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
Yeah, I think what we do here is important. It's worth your time. It's worth your support.
Or else we're really crazy.
Yeah, or we have really inflated opinions of ourselves.
Well, or...
Well, that's true.
No, no. What we do is important.
It is important.
You want to make a contribution right now.
Pick up the phone, become a member, 877-500-5266. You can do it online at kboo.fm, and we will be back at you next week.
Exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Junior's Cafe, located at 1742 Southeast 12th Avenue, serving breakfast and brunch with vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options. Lunch was provided by the Original Diner Ant, located at 300 Southwest 6th Avenue, serving up variations on 50s and 60s diner and supper club menus. Dinner was provided by Salvador Molly's, located at 1523 Southwest Sunset Boulevard, serving cuisine from Ethiopia, Hawaii, Thailand, New Orleans, and Jamaica, mingling flavors and culinary history on the same menu.
And good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7. It's 9 o'clock. Here's what's coming up this morning on KBOO. First on alternative radio, investigative journalist Glenn Greenwald speaks on why privacy matters. At 10, Air Cascadia looks at the destruction of the historic reservoir buildings in Washington Park.